That was close. God, I love the smell of paintballs in the morning.
Yeah, still funny, Raj.
No way we can get to the ridge. The chemistry department has us completely cut off.
What about the creek bed?
Yeah, the pharmacology department controls that, and they're all hopped up on experimental steroids. That's it, then. We're doomed. I think the time has come to acknowledge we are paying the price for some of us failing to attend my physics department paintball strategy meeting.
My mom has spider veins. I had to take her to the laser clinic.
And I told you I wanted to see a doctor's note.
Plan. How about Operation Hammer of the Gods?
I forget. Which one is Hammer of the Gods?
We hide behind the dumpsters in the parking lot and ambush people when they come to pee.
No, the dumpsters are deep in astronomy department territory.
It shouldn't be a problem. Venus is up during the day. They're probably just all staring at the sky.
All right, what we need now is a tactical retreat. Did you see the episode of Stargate where they found themselves on a planet with a culture based loosely on Earth, Athens, and Sparta? Not important. Leonard, Raj, and I are going to burst out the door and run away. Howard will cover us.
Why don't I run away and you cover me?
Because you chose your mother's veins over victory. On three, one, two, three, go!
I had to take her! It's almost bathing suit weather! I surrender! Don't shoot! They went that way!
Howard, I'm on your team.
Leslie, thank God.
Where's the rest of your squad?
They left me here to die. What about yours?
Dead. All of them.
Sorry.
Don't be. It was friendly fire. They just wouldn't listen.
Well, we're surrounded. So I guess there's nothing for us to do but wait to be captured or killed.
That's the worst part. The waiting.
All the while knowing that there's a paint palette out there with your name on it.
Yeah. The big wet ball of death. Kind of makes you feel more alive, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
I say we make every moment count.
I agree. How exactly do we do that?
Howard, why are you covering us? We're getting slaughtered out here!
War is hell.
Did you guys see the new budget memo that went out this morning?
Yeah, more cutbacks.
Unacceptable. Yeah, it baffles me why they don't simply let some of you go so that there's money available for my research.
You know what baffles me, Sheldon?
Based on your academic record, any number of things I would imagine.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Leslie.
Howard, I got the approval for the rapid prototyper you wanted.
That's great, Leslie. Thanks.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
What was all that about?
No big deal. They gave Leslie control over some unrestricted grant money.
Yeah, okay, but what's with the back scratching and the meow?
I believe the back scratching metaphor generally describes a quid pro quo situation where one party provides goods or services to the second party in compensation for a similar action.
Thank you.
The meow! That sounded to me like an African civet cat.
Are you done?
No. Despite what the name suggests, the civet cat is not a true cat. Now I'm done. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking how it wasn't making a back-scratching metaphor. I'm thinking there was some actual scratching involved.
What about it, Howard?
Okay, I didn't want to say anything because I know you and Leslie have a little history.
I don't care about that.
Great, because I've been dying to say something.
You and Leslie?
In the paintball shed. Twice!
Is that why you didn't cover our escape and let us get cut down like animals?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
My good man, dereliction of duty in the face of the enemy is a court-martial offense.
Court-martial, schmort-martial, Leslie Winkle is the fifth girl I've ever had sex with. I mean, for free.
Plus,
Perhaps you got a rapid prototype, but that's an expensive piece of equipment, dude.
And the rest of us have had our budgets cut to the bone.
Okay, one way to look at this is that I'm getting new equipment, and you're not, and that's unfair. But a better way to look at this is that I'm getting sex, and you're not, and that's delightful.
The whole thing froze. I don't know what happened.
Well, calm down. We'll figure it out.
How can I calm down? I'm going to lose my whole shopping cart. That's 3 hours of picking out shoes just shot to hell.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Sheldon.
You're in my spot.
Are you planning on sitting here?
No, I'm going to the comic book store.
Then what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
Here we go.
That is my spot. In an ever-changing world, it is a single point of consistency. If my life were expressed as a function on a four-dimensional Cartesian coordinate system, that spot, at the moment I first sat on it, would be 0000.
What?
Don't sit in this spot.
Fine. Happy?
I'm not unhappy.
Boy, I love him, but he is one serious wackadoodle.
Hey, that should do it.
Oh, thank you. You are a lifesaver.
It's a lot of shoes you ordered.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing is, it's really not. Ooh, is this one of those paintball guns?
Yeah, you ought to come with us sometime.
Oh, no thanks. I'm from Nebraska. When we shoot things, it's because we want to eat them or make them leave our boyfriends alone.
Boy, your heart's racing. I must have really gotten you going.
Well, it's partly you, partly my transient idiopathic arrhythmia.
Sexy.
Can I assume that you've likewise found the experience
satisfactory?
That wasn't quite the word I was looking for, but sure, I'll do this pass-fail.
Hey, are you enjoying that prototype I got you?
Oh, it's great. Everybody in the engineering department is eating their hearts out.
Isn't it nice when your good fortune makes others miserable?
You know, most people don't get that. Oh, great.
Book club was canceled! That thing on Phyllis's neck opened up again!
I'm busy, Ma!
Too busy to help your mother with her zipper!
Don't come in, Ma!
Why not? He's got company!
Oh, there's the arrhythmia.
Is she Jewish?
Are you Jewish?
No.
Yes!
Okay, then you kids have fun! Use protection!
You think he'll notice?
There's a chance.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
We? No. You had your chance to be we for like a year and a half now. Right now, you are you, and you are screwed.
Why do we have to tell him I did it?
Well, we're not going to tell him I did it.
Okay, how about this? We tell him somebody broke in.
Just to shoot the couch with a paintball gun?
I'm sorry, I buy it. All those people are on drugs.
We could tell him they wanted the couch to stay away from their boyfriend.
Fine. What if we just flip it over? There! Looks fine, right?
Butt print. There's no discernible butt print.
Oh, come on. There, butt print.
It's too small and too perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shh, act normal.
Sheldon! bookstore.
Fine. The new issue of Flash is out.
Great, great. Did you walk the whole way? It's a little chilly.
Kuthra Polly picked me up.
Isn't that terrific? He is such a good friend. You know what the best thing about friends is?
They don't talk incessantly for no particular reason.
No, friends forgive the little things.
You know, I gotta go home and wash my hair.
Don't you dare, Missy.
Hello, fastest man alive. Want to see me read your entire comic book? Want to see it again? Something's wrong.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.